Today, we'd like to see the title of a seven bowl judgment or seven vial judgments in the book of Revelation, chapter 16, verses 1 to 21. To align with the people on the earth, we'd like to suggest the three questions. Number one, in verse 1, then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth, lest the bowls of the wrath of God in this chapter. Question 2. In verses 9, 11, and 21, what would be the consequence of those punished with the bowl judgments who blaspheme the name of God, do not repent, and give him glory? Last question 3 in verse 15. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. What does it mean? Apostle John wrote this book at the island of Patmos. Apostle John talked about seven seal judgments and the seven trumpet judgments. Today, he is talking about the seven vial judgments or seven bowl judgments. The last chapter 15 is the preview of this chapter 16, the bowl judgments. Revelation chapter 15 verse 1, then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. The bowl or vial judgments are God's complete judgments. This will complete the great tribulation period. This will complete the wrath of God. John describes the seen vision in the past tense for the future in this chapter. Verse 1, then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth. In the final and complete judgment in the great tribulation, seven bowl judgments begin. Verse 2, so the first angel went and poured out his bowl upon the earth, and a foul and loathsome soul came upon the man who had the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. Like a people injured by radiation from atomic bombs, or by poison from biochemical bombs. In Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12 to 13, Zechariah prophesies, and this shall be the plague with which the Lord will strike all people who fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets, and their tongues shall dissolve in their mouths. It shall come to pass in that day that a great panic from the Lord will be among them. So the first bowl judgment to come upon the earth, the consequence, a foul, loathsome sower, or a grievous and noisome soul. There is great pain to those who had the mark of a beast. The beast indicating Satan, Antichrist. Also, those who worship his image worship the Antichrist, or the image of idol Antichrist. Then second bowl judgment, verse 3. The second angel poured out his bowl or vial on the sea, and it became blood as the blood of a dead man, like the water become bloody. So, and every living creature in the sea died. Like a red tide or a red water, because a lot of dumping pollutants into the sea, the sea biological oxygen level so low that the sea life through food chain, plankton, algae, small fish, and big fish dies. The sea become as blood of a dead man. That kind of result will come. So therefore, every sea life dies. Verse 4, the third bowl judgment. The third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of the water, and they became blood. So this case on the fresh water supply, such as a pond, stream, lake, river, or spring, became blood through a lot of dumping pollutants into the fresh water. So the fresh water supplies became blood. So the red tide in the fresh water rather than in the sea water. Then here, verse 5, and I heard the angel, I meaning John, heard the angel of the water saying, you are righteous, O Lord, because those judgments are righteous. The one who is and who was and who is to be, that indicating Lord or God, because you have judged these things for or because they have shed the blood of saints and the prophet. So the believers in the great tribulation were beheaded by beast, antichrist, and devils. According to the Bible, all Christians, all born-again Christians, will be caught up with the Lord who is coming in heaven before the great tribulation. But during the great tribulation, some people became Christian. Those people would be martyred by the beast. How? Beheaded. That is indicated in Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. When God opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and for the testimony which they have. Testimony which means how God working through those believers. Then also Revelation chapter 7 verse 14, and I said to him, sir, you know, so he said to me, angel said to you, John, these are the ones who come out of the great tribulation and washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. So the martyred Christians, saints and prophets will be alive again when Jesus is coming again on the earth to establish the millennial kingdom. And you have given them blood to drink, for it is their just due or their fair due. So which meaning, let those antichrists or the followers of antichrist, the false prophet, to drink the bloody water that is just righteousness. Verse 7, and I heard another from the altar saying, even so, which meaning, even if the law ordered those who worship the image or is God the number of a beast to take the water which became blood. Even so, the Lord God Almighty, true and righteous are your judgments. So God's judgment true, no falsity true. We may say amen. Yes. Verse 8. Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch man with fire. Like earth, the planet close to sun. So God might change its orbit closer to sun. Sun became supernova, like Venus. Venus, which is closer to the sun, rather than the present earth, where all water is vaporized and life is impossible. That also talking about Isaiah chapter 13 verse 13, Isaiah's prophecy. Therefore, I will shake the heavens, and the earth will move out of her place, which meaning move out of her orbit, O-R-B-I-T. In the wrath of the Lord of hosts, and in the day of his fierce anger, so that times God move out the planet track, which is orbit. So that's why the people got scorched with fire. Verse 9, and men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed, but they did not repent. They blasphemed the name of God, who had the power over these plagues, and they did not repent. They did not give him glory. So what's the consequence? That is indicating Romans chapter 2, verses 4 and 5 says, or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? But in accordance with your hardness and your impenitent heart, you are treasuring up for yourself wrath in the day of wrath, revelation of the righteous judgment of God. So Paul, inspired by the Spirit, said, if you continually disobey God, did not repent, did not give glory to God, that result the storing up God's wrath in the day of wrath, in the great tribulation. So which means store up God's wrath. So in the last day, you could not die because you are into Gehenna. Gehenna, which means lake of fire, unquenchable fire. You will stay there forever. So that is the God's wrath, you know, is stored up because you did not repent and you did not give God's glory. Then verse 10, then the fifth angel poured out his bowl on the throne of the beast, and his kingdom became full of darkness, and they gnawed their tongues because of the pain. So all the kingdom of Antichrist became complete dark, not in part, unlike the ninth plague of darkness in Egypt, for Exodus, or a trumpet judgment. Trumpet judgment, a partial darkness, a third, one of three, third in part. Exodus chapter 10, verses 21, 23, the ninth plague over darkness to Egypt. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward the heaven, that there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt. So Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was a deep darkness in all the land of Egypt only 3 days. They did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days. But all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. So this is a partial darkness. But in bold judgment is a complete full darkness on the earth. Then also Revelation chapter 8, verses 7 to 8, trumpet judgment, that is a partial judgment. The first angel sounded an hail, and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third, one of three, of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. This is a partial judgment is coming out, is the first trumpet judgment. Then, verse 11, they blasphemed the God of heaven, because here again, they didn't repent. So they did not repent of their deeds. Verse 12, the sixth angel poured out his bowl on the great river Euphrates. Euphrates today located in Iraq. All the time Euphrates located in Babylon. Iraq, a former ancient country named Babylon. So Euphrates, in the book of Revelation, Babylon indicating the world controlled by the beast called as Babylon. So Babylon is a symbol over the world ruled by Antichrist or Satan or beast or dragon. So the way of the kings from the east might be prepared. Because of the dried up Euphrates River, the eastern nations such as China, India, and Japan may go to the west. In order to understand this verse, we should see Daniel. Daniel prophesied the Antichrist rules the West Europe, conquering Africa, such as Egypt and Ethiopia, and meeting the Eastern nations in gigantic battles. Finally, all the nations of the world together in final battle of Armageddon in Megiddo Valley against God Almighty and His troops. So Daniel chapter 11, verse 35, 36, and some of those of understanding shall fall to refine them, purify them, and make them well until the time of the end, because it is still for the appointed time, indicating the great tribulation. Then the king shall do according to his own will. The king is Antichrist king. He shall exalt and magnify himself above every god, shall speak blasphemies against the God of gods, and shall prosper till the wrath has been accomplished. For what has been determined shall be done. Daniel's verses 42-44, he shall stretch out the king, or Antichrist, stretch out his hand against the countries, and the land of Egypt shall not escape. He shall have power over the treasure of gold and silver, and over all the precious things of Egypt, also the Libyan also in Africa, and the Ethiopian shall follow at his heel. So finally, Antichrist conquered Europe and Africa. But now, by news from the east and the north, Asian area, east and north area, shall trouble him. They first fighting the king, to Satan, therefore he shall go out with great fury, destroy and annihilate many. So Antichrist destroys all Eastern nations too. Finally, Antichrist rules all nations on the earth. So altogether, now verse 13. And I saw three unclean spirits like a frog. The Savior, because John the Apostle saw vision, the like a frog, lot of frogs. But here, Trinity of evil coming out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. So Trinity of evil are dragon, beast, and the false prophet. For they are spirits of demons or devils performing signs or performing miracles, which go out to the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. So finally, whole world, which is the west and the east and the north and south, ruled by the beast, to gather them to the battle of that great day of God Almighty. So they fight against our Lord Jesus, riding on white horse, coming on the earth. Revelation chapter 19, verse 14. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed the Lord on white horses. And I saw the beast, the king of the earth, and their armies gathered together to make war against the Lord, who sat on the horse, and against his army. And the beast was captured, and with him the false prophet, who worked the signs or miracles in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his images. These two were cast alive into the lake of fire, or Gehenna, burning with the brimstone. Also, Revelation chapter 19, verse 8, and to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine, now is verse 15. Behold, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garment. Garment indicating a symbol or a sign, the righteous act of saints, according to Revelation chapter 19, verse 8. And to her it was granted to be arrayed in fine linen, clean and bright. For the fine linen or fine garment is the righteous act of the saints. So righteous act of the Christians, of born-again Christians. So lest he walk naked and they see his shame. So that meaning, first time is Adam and Eve committed sin, to took the forbidden fruit. They feel shame because of they were naked. So which meaning they do not commit sin. So you shouldn't commit sin. So keep his garment, keep God's word, obey God. So watch for it. That means be ready to meet the second coming Jesus. Do the righteous act of saints, not shameful acts. Luke chapter 21, verse 36 says, watch therefore and pray always that you may be counted worthy to escape all these things that will come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So God specifically told through Luke. So watch therefore. So you are worried to escape all these things, all these judgments, shield judgment, trumpet judgment, and the bowl or vial judgment. So then you will see the Lord to stand before the Son of Man. Then verse 16, and they gathered them together, they meaning Antichrist armies, all together them, to the place called in Hebrew, Armageddon. So they are fighting against the Lord and his army, God's army. Then obviously they will lose. Then last 17, the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, it's done, it's over, final and complete judgment is made. The Lord to come and establish millennium kingdom on the earth, the new earth and new heaven will come. The rebellion against God is over. The kingdom of darkness is over. And the time has come. That's a glorious day. Then verse 18, and there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, huge cataclysmic upheaval will occur, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as has not occurred since men were on the earth. Some scientists say Noah's flood 5,000 years ago caused by the polar axis of the earth shifted to the present 23.5 degree slope, so that in the future one more shift of the polar axis of the earth might occur. That's why great earthquake will come out. Now the great city indicating Israel, Jerusalem, Israel's capital city, Jerusalem, was divided into three parts. Like today, Jerusalem, so three, the one Jewish district, the other one Arabs Jewish district, the other one Israelite Arabs, which is Samaritans over there, three groups lives there, divided into three parts. And the cities of the nations fell. So the big city like New York, Los Angeles, Tokyo, London, and so on fell. And Great Babylon, again, Great Babylon as a sign of the world controlled by the beast, was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. God blew out the Great Babylon completely. Now verse 20, then every island, including Hawaii, fled away, and the mountains were not found. And the great hail from heaven fell upon man, each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Hebrew talent is 75 pounds. So just think over, the hail 75 pounds or 34 kilograms, too heavy, that roof and car window would be easily broken, man would instantly be injured or dead. So that is a heavy hail stone coming up. Because but man blasphemed God. Man did not repent their sins. Because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. So let's see each question in verse 1. Then I heard a loud voice from the temple saying to the seven angels, go and pour out the bowls of the wrath of God on the earth, list the bowls of the wrath of God in this chapter. Total 7. Number 1, pour out the first vial of God's wrath upon the earth. So the fowl rolled some sword to the man, the second the bowl judgment upon the sea become blood. Number three, the bowl judgment upon the fresh water, the rivers and springs of water became blood. The first bowl judgment upon the sun, men were scorched. The five bowl judgment upon the seat of the beast. So the kingdom of a devil or beast full of darkness and pain. The six, the bowl judgment upon the great river Euphrates. So its water was dried up. So the eastern nations come westbound to meet the Armageddon area. So finally, eastern country were submitted to Antichrist. So the last one, bold judgment into the air. So noises, thundering, lightning, and great earthquake occurred. Question 2, in verses 9, 11, 21, what would be the consequence of those punished with the bold judgment who blaspheme the name of God, do not repent, and give him glory? That results store up God's wrath in the day of wrath, judgment. So the last question in verse 15, behold, look, I am coming as a thief. Blessed is he who watches and keeps his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. What does it mean? Then meaning Jesus Christ is coming soon, so we should watch for the day of the Lord who is coming soon in heaven. So ready, also keeps his garments, which meaning obey God, keep God's word. So garments, which meaning righteous act of saints, then lest he walk naked and they see his shame. So we should not violate it, you know, God's word, disobey, you know, God. But let's just sing song all together on bulletin. Song number 11, page 11, number 8. Page 11, number 11. Page 11. Page 11, number 8. Page 11, number 8.
If thou hear them, the world of my soul will never be. You are alone, oh, to bless me. You are alone, to appreciate. You are not my heart. desire and my love, you worship me. I want you more than the silver, only you can satisfy. You alone, your giver and the apple of my eye. You alone are my strength, my shield. You alone make my spirit free. You
all Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, and deliver us from our debts. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For God is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever. Amen.
God bless you, Richard.
For you. Right here today, the church is prepared to cook the chocolate cookies. So, you know, cookies. Also, somebody prepared for bread too. Well, hopefully, my mother will sleep well.
Yes, I wake up sometimes, you know, during, like, today I went from about midnight till 5. Like, although I wasn't sleeping.
Thank you.
thank you. With your mother, Viola.
Yeah, you are feeding me. Thank you.
Thank you.